In Zen, we don't find the answers. We lose the questions. Welcome to this second guided meditation. Go ahead and close your eyes, settle into your comfortable yet alert seated posture, and just relax. Let the outer world go. Check in with your internal world. Tune in to the sensations of the body. Sit and know that you're sitting. And just feel how it feels to be sitting here in this room right now. You can go ahead and tune in to the sensations of breath, just like yesterday. Find where you connect with the breath the best, whether it's the nostrils or the chest or the abdomen or somewhere else, or just feeling the breath as a whole. Identify where the breath is the most predominant for you, and rest your attention with those sensations. You can let the breath be however it naturally is. There's no need to breathe in any specific way in this practice. However you are breathing naturally is just fine. The breath actually plays a very interesting role in the body in terms of control, because it straddles these two worlds between the things we control and the things we don't. Our body, if we walk down the street, we feel like we have control of that. But our liver, our kidney, they're just doing their thing, no control needed. The breath will do its thing, there is no control needed, even though we can control our breath. So for this practice of letting go of control, and of meeting the present moment, how it actually is right now. The breath is the perfect object of attention to be with, however it is, accepting it however it might be. Are you bored at all by this activity, this extremely stimulating, fun, interesting activity? Is it at all boring to you? We often think about boredom as relating to the external. There's not something interesting enough to do, so I'm bored. But we can reframe boredom, because if you lean in just a little closer and notice just a little more detail in the breath, you can find that simply by making that internal shift of attention, you don't feel bored anymore, even though the external subject hasn't changed. So if the breath feels like the same old breath you've been observing, just look a little closer. Feel how it starts. Feel how it ends. Feel the pause between breaths. Feel the ever-changing symphony of sensations that are always just a little different as you breathe. So even leaning in, we might find that we are bored just following the breath. So I'm going to introduce a technique to you, a tool that can help to make it easier to stick with the breath by strategically giving the mind a very simple activity to do, which is just counting the breaths. So you can count in one, out one, in two, out two, three, three, etc. until you reach 10, starting again at 1 after you reach 10. Count Counting may help, but the mind will still wander, so when it does, just return back to the number you left off on. And if you lose your count, that's completely understandable, happens all the time, just start again at 1. Don't worry about that last breath that you might have missed. Don't worry about whether you're going to be there for the next breath. Remember, this is all about the present moment. That refrain from last meditation always applies. Here, now, this. This breath, right now. And this breath, right now. So although counting can help us a lot in this practice of concentration, don't mistake the practice of concentration and feeling the sensations of the breath for a practice of counting. The counting isn't the main thing we're doing. So think of the counting as a soft support, just a soft mental note we're dropping in to keep the mind engaged with each breath as it comes, doing this seemingly boring activity, and to continue to be with the breath, however it presents itself, this breath, right now. Remember not to bring a sense of performance into this practice. So it's not about how high you can count. It's totally possible to be counting while kind of on autopilot and not really with the sensations of the breath. On the other hand, if you really are with the sensations of the breath, you're counting them no problem, just look a little closer, both at the breath and at everything else going on, because you'll soon find as you keep meditating that there's a wide spectrum of mind wandering and what can come up in our experience, and it could be extremely subtle. It could just be a pre-verbal inkling of a thought, and that's still something to notice. That's still something that could pull you away. So notice whatever does come up, and when you notice that you've wandered, gently return your attention once again back to the breath. We have just over a minute left in this meditation. I'm going to leave you the last minute or so in silence to make the best of the time that's left. Use counting the breaths as a tool to keep your mind engaged with this. Notice all the sensations of the breath. Be with your experience. One thing meditation shows is the primacy of experience. Everything we believe is secondary to our direct experience. And right now, you are with direct experience. So stay with it. I'll let you know when we're wrapping up. So as our meditation comes to a close, check back in with the body. Feel how it feels to be sitting in this room. Remember where you are in time and space. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. So this is a very practical, helpful meditation. It's very approachable, and it can build up some concentration even at the very beginning of our practice. So this was the first meditation practice I ever did. I was getting ready for Survivor Cambodia, and I naively thought that if I got super centered and mindful and meditated a lot, I could win. Ha! But anyway, that took me to Osaka Gardens in Hyde Park, where I did this meditation. And I still go back to this meditation all the time. I did it today. It's a fantastic practice to bring you right back to a balanced concentration anytime you might lose the balance in the mind. And anytime you do have balance in your mind, going deeper and deeper with this practice and with concentration practice in general can create some very blissful feelings. It can be very pleasant and can put you in a perfect spot to go about your day. So this type of practice is ideal for maintenance meditation, just doing a little meditation practice in order to support yourself through the day, not necessarily pursuing insight, but wanting some of the benefits of tranquility and calm that meditation can offer. And this brings us back to the why of meditation. I made a big deal about this in the introduction to this guided meditation series, and I'm going to mention it again because it's very important to know why you're doing whatever you're doing, but in this case, why you're meditating. In that introduction, I talked about internal and external motivations for meditating. So there's that dichotomy. And then there's also the dichotomy of the different styles of practice. So this was a concentration practice. Concentration practice is also sometimes called samatha practice in Buddhism, and it's oriented toward tranquility, balance, and is a very useful tool if you want to find those things in your day. If you're nervous for something and you want to just ground down into your internal experience, this is a great way to do it. And if this is a little daunting, there's an even simpler practice you can do. Say you have 5 minutes and you want to establish some balance in the mind. Something you can do is simply work with the breath. So set a timer for 5 minutes, breathe in for 6 seconds, breathe out for 6 seconds. So you would breathe out until the 12-second mark, and then in until the 18-second mark, out till the 24-second mark, etc. Doing that for 5 minutes, you're taking 5 full breaths per minute, and in even that short of a time, you will notice a big difference in your state of mind. It'll make you calmer, it'll ground you in your body, it'll be very helpful, and obviously the longer you can do it, the better. So something tricky about meditation is something I mentioned in the instructions today, which is that we actually don't want to control how we're breathing. So it's a contrast to that breath technique. In meditation, we generally want to see what the body's naturally doing, what's going on, and work with that. Because ultimately, accepting the present reality as it is what's most important, and this isn't about control and trying to achieve a certain state, like calm, but it has that effect sometimes. And if you want to achieve that state directly, the breathing technique is very useful. But when you're meditating, when you're being with what is, as it is, with acceptance, just let it be. Don't worry about the pace of your breathing. You'll notice, if you keep meditating, that these things kind of work themselves out naturally. I am sure that when I first did this practice, I was doing some shallow breathing. God forbid, I was doing some mouth breathing, maybe even. And today, I don't really have to think about it, but when I meditate, I naturally just breathe very slowly, even slower than that 6 seconds in and 6 seconds out. So it's all about the process. It's not about the results. It's not about the performance. It's not about the self-judgment. You might do some of those things anyway, but I'm here to tell you that you've got this and you don't need to worry. You're doing it right. The results will come. Just be patient. And I guess I should use the word results a little loosely because, again, the why of meditation dictates what results we're actually seeking. Whatever meditation we do, it's going to have a lot of the same effects. But something like concentration practice is specifically geared toward developing bliss and cultivating balance in the mind. There are other practices like metta, which we're going to do in 2 days, that are geared toward cultivating a specific quality in the mind. In the case of metta, it's loving kindness, but there are all kinds of qualities you might want to cultivate. And then there's insight practice. So insight practice is what I've done a lot of. Vipassana is a huge form of insight practice. A lot of the retreats you'll see are insight meditation retreats. And a lot of the retreats I've done are insight meditation retreats. And the goal of insight is insight, transformation. Its goal is to transcend the self, to see through delusion. This is where we get into the possibility of insight practice really shaking things up in your world and your perspective. And it's why I gave some warnings about meditation in the introduction to this series. But it's also super cool. And you might think concentration doesn't necessarily pertain to it, but it absolutely does. Because in order to have any insight, we need to have some baseline level of concentration. No insight happens with a distracted mind that's all over the place. So developing a certain level of concentration, in Buddhism they sometimes call it access concentration, is a first fundamental necessary step in order to walk any path, whether it's a path of concentration practice or a path of insight practice, which means that the practice we did today is essential and fundamental and useful no matter what meditation you might want to do in the future. So no matter how the concentration today went, be patient with yourself. Remember, this is gradual. Concentration takes time. Thank yourself again for doing this again. The second day is a day when a lot of people stop doing something like this. You know, they give it a shot and they just don't want to make that commitment to every day. So good on you for being here again. Don't get too daunted as the meditation times start increasing. We're going up to 15 minutes tomorrow, but the average is only about 23 minutes. And there's only one of these meditations that's going to be more than 30 minutes. And that's the last one, which is going to come in at 40 minutes. So this is long and it's deep, but it's manageable. And every meditation will be coming out at 3:30 a.m. Pacific time, so that if you want to practice in the morning, you're able to practice in the morning. But always do remember that if you miss your regular time in the morning, all is not lost. It's not sacred to have an exact time when you practice every day. It does help to make the habit stick. But the best time to meditate, as always, is whenever you have time to meditate. So hold some gratitude for yourself today for planting these seeds of mindfulness that'll pay off for you and also through you to everyone in your world. So you really are doing something good, even though it seems simple and maybe removed from everyone else, affecting your state of consciousness and being a brighter light for others, having a more balanced mind to give your best self to others, is a service to others, and you're going to have a ripple effect through everyone in your life. Their states of consciousness are having a ripple effect back to you. We are all a connected vibrational hive mind, us humans, and doing this with me today is helping the hive one small step at a time, and also helping you. So I hope that it does serve you well in your day today. I hope you can bring some balance and calm through your day. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 3 of this 12 meditation series. And until then, take care.